If you've looked at the schedule, the title for this session is Finishing the Task. And you are ready to do that, aren't you?
Yeah.
A little bit of hesitancy there. I think that's, I'll attribute that to end of the conference weariness. It's like I heard some guy going in the motel last night mumbling something about this Christian nightlife's killing me. Well, here's kind of what we're going to do in this hour. I'm going to just quickly review the requirements for completing certification. I want to introduce to you Kelly Alexander. This is Kelly over here. Kelly's our membership services coordinator, and she is the one who will be handling your exams, getting them off to graders, informing you about where things are in the process. She's the one that delivers the good news that you've completed your exams have been approved, and you can now pursue a supervisor for supervision and so forth. And if you have questions about, you know, where things are, what's happening in the process, Kelly's the one you want to speak to. And she'll be up here later to answer some questions. And but I'm going to kind of use the PowerPoint and go over some things with you right now just to make sure that it's crystal clear about what is about what the procedures are. And you have some literature in front of you that we'll talk about in just a moment. Okay, let me just review the process. And again, we're hoping that it's because if you've been in this that you're going to be encouraging other people, and we want you to be giving good advice to them. The NAEC certification process, let me get back there, involves three key phases. There's the training, and as I'll talk in a moment, the training also includes not just the classroom hours, but a minimum of 10 hours of observing a NAEC counselor doing actual counseling. Then there's the exam and application phase, and then the mentored supervision. Let me just run through them quickly. When it comes to the training, that you have to take an approved basic course. And I've had a number of people this week ask me, they've taken some classes, but we don't know if it's from an approved training center. And if that's you have any concerns about that, why, please contact Kelly right away. You have to have completed a basic course in biblical counseling. And it can be done like if you take track one here, if you take fundamentals at a NAEC training event. We've got other certified training centers across the United States. You want to make sure you've had your basic training at an approved site. Then you can take the counseling and discipleship training that we offer, or the NAEC distance learning program. And you have to have a minimum of 10 hours of case observations. And one of the forms that's on the NAEC case report form, I don't think we gave that to you today, but we need to know when and where you observed a NAEC certified counselor. A lot of you that I'm looking at, I know, have attended the 11 Monday training program here. And what would satisfy us is if you wrote a note and said, I attended the 11 Monday training program at Faith Biblical Counseling Ministries in June, July, and August of 2001, and I observed counseling by Doc Smith, Randy Patton, Mark Dutton, and Steve Byers. And I got a total of 24 hours during that training. Okay, that will satisfy us, all right? But we need to know when and where. If you observe the 12 videos, just say, I observed the 12 videos and just, you know, spell them out for us. The more detail you give us, the less likelihood that there'll be questions or hang up on that. But you must observe a minimum of 10 hours, and it must be a NAEC certified counselor. Now, just a quick add on beyond that, I would urge you to get as much observation of people doing biblical counseling as you can. Some of you may have a pastor or a pastor buddy in town that's not NAEC certified, but he's been trained. You think he's probably doing some pretty good work. He'd be the kind of person we would want to see NAEC certified. If you can get to sit in and observe that individual counseling, I urge you to do it. I get 20, get 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 hours of observation if you can. Because the more you observe, the better prepared you will be to actually do counseling yourself. All right? So, I mean, just get all the observation. I've done a few thousand hours now, and a while back I had the opportunity to sit in. I was brought in as a co-counselor with Amy Baker, and she led the session, and that was good for me. And if I could sit in and watch any NAEC certified counselor now, I mean, I would welcome that opportunity because, you know, in many ways, counseling is as much an art as it is a science. I mean, we're dealing with people, and there's just no one way we do everything. And to see how other people handle situations can be very, very helpful. So it gets your minimum of a 10 observations from a NAICS certified counselor. Okay, once the training and examination is done, after the training is done, you enter into the examination, the application phase, which is where I assume you folks are. There's a theology exam and a counseling exam. You've heard about that, right? And both of these are open book. We expect that they're going to make you study and learn. And when you send your exams in, send those with the application. Don't send us your application until you're sending us your exams. Ideally, from our perspective, all the paperwork is emailed to us at the same time. Okay. Then once your exams are received, Kelly is very careful in making sure we have to have all the paperwork, which includes all your references. All that stuff has to be in place before it's sent to a grader. So when you're getting your exams, you're polishing them up and proofreading and all those things right before it goes. I mean, put out your references and say, look, get this to the NAINC office in the next week. And it's customary that you provide your references with a stamped, self-addressed envelope to the NAINC office, not to you, and ask them to get those references in, because your exams will sit until we get all the paperwork in order. All right. Once that's done, it's sent off to the graders. The graders typically have a either respond by saying you are passed on both the theology or the counseling exam, or one might be passed, and you might be asked to do some rewrites with another. Over half the people who apply are asked to do rewrites of some fashion. Some people end up doing more than one rewrite or repeated rewrites. I would think that with the kind of training you've had this week, we would expect really high-quality exams from you folks. But if you get a rewrite, I mean, that's not the end of the world. And the whole goal is just to push you to think as clearly as you can about the scriptures, to think as clearly as you can about the process of counseling. The whole strategy is designed to help you. And our goal is that when the whole thing is said and done and you're showing to people that certificate and rejoicing in the fact you finally got it done, that our goal will be you'll be able to say, you know, every single part of the process, I was stretched. I was made to grow, and I've known more about God. I know more about His Word. I know more about how to minister to people than I did before I started this. That's the goal. And so if you're given a rewrite, I mean, just accept that this is part of God's plan to help you to grow and keep developing. Occasionally, not very often, but occasionally we will have somebody apply for certification, and our graders will determine, they'll ask to do rewrites, and the rewrites still come back in their week. And from our perspective, it's what's called a fatal error. And we just have to say to that person, you know, we don't think you're ready for NAINC certification right now. We encourage you to attend some more conferences, do some more reading, and come back. So I just want you to know, not everybody goes through the process. Most people do, but not everybody. Okay, once your exams are approved, and Kelly has the joy of delivering that wonderful news, then you are cleared to recruit a supervisor. And we call all your supervisors have to be a NAINC fellow. And in NAINC, there are four levels of membership. Levels 1 and 2, the exams, the requirements are exactly the same. The only difference between a level 1 and a level 2 member is level 2 members are all ordained ministers. All right, theologically trained, ordained ministers. So if you look on our website and you see that somebody's a level 2 member, you know immediately that person's a formally trained theologian who's been ordained to the gospel ministry. All right, so that means all level 2 members are men. And we have both men and women in level 1, but all the level 2 members are ordained men. NAINC does not certify females who are ordained to pastoral ministry. We do certify some females who are ordained to non-pastoral ministries. You know, different groups and denominations ordain people differently than what I have been particularly exposed to. But like, we have some members now who have been ordained to the counseling ministry, all right? Or they've been ordained to, one woman is ordained to, she has a ministry with abused women, okay? And we do certify people like that, but we do not certify women who are ordained to pastoral ministry. And for us, that means preaching, teaching.